Welcome to the High Gang Show, coming to you from the heart of London, starring B.B. Daniels, Dick Oliver, and Ben Lyon. That's me, folks, with Jay Wilbur and his orchestra, Sam Brown, the Green Sisters, and our guest star, whose name we're keeping a secret till later on in the program. Jay Wilbur and his lads offer their opening greetings to you by leading the Green Sisters into I Double Dare You. Some people have pains in their heads. Some people have pains in their feet. I have a pain in the neck, and here it is. Vic Oliver. Come on here, Vic.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Ben Lyon. It's good to be back on the High Gang program again.
Oh, so you're glad to be with us.
Am I? I'll say I am. You know, Ben, there are three reasons why I'm glad to be on this program. For instance, one reason is Jay Wilbur and his orchestra. Hello, Jay.
Ah, oh, shut up.
There are two reasons why I'm glad to be here. The first reason is my dear friend Sam Brown. Hello, Sammy, old boy.
Ah, don't bother, you good-for-nothing ham comic.
There is one reason I'm glad to be on this program.
And what is that?
It's you, my little ducky watching. You're so nice and sweet. You've got such lovely eyes, especially the left one. Aren't you glad I'm on the program?
Of course I'm glad, Vic.
Oh, that's swell.
We're pals, aren't we?
Of course, Ben. Pals to the end.
Well, can you lend me £5?
That's the end.
I was afraid of that. Say, tell me, Vic, did you like Jay Wilbur's opening selection?
I certainly did, only the cello was too loud.
Go on, you don't even know what a cello is.
I don't. Well, let me tell you, my dear General Letdown, a cello is nothing but the violin which had bigger chances in life.
Oh, so you're a musician.
Well, not exactly. I'm a drummer. But I do play the piano occasionally.
Oh, do you play the piano well?
Well, I don't want to brag, but I'm the only pianist in England who plays on both the black and white keys.
You know, really, it must be marvelous to be as talented as you are.
Oh, well, don't mention it. Let bygones be forget-me-nots. Tell me, have you any talents at all, Ben?
Well, I'm sort of an artist. I draw pictures.
Oh, on the pavement, you mean?
No, nothing of the sort. I'm a painter.
Oh.
Now, for instance, look, here's a little picture I did recently. It's a little woodland scene. I'm not quite satisfied with it. Maybe the light isn't right.
Let me see. Oh, no, definitely. The light's all wrong. What this picture needs is an open flame.
Well, It isn't quite balanced either. What do you think, Ben?
Well, let me see now, Ben. I do think the horse looks more like a cow, unless it's a bird, is it?
No, Vic, it's a tree.
Oh. Well, I'm glad of that.
As a matter of fact, I did think of putting a bird in the tree. Do you think I should?
Well, if you really think it needs a bird, let me be the first one to give it to you.
Oh, Vic, don't be so cruel. There are some very lovely things in this picture. Just look at it closely.
Oh, yes. Now, what is this thing on the right-hand side supposed to be?
Well, that's an army camp.
An army camp?
Yes, Vic, an army camp.
Well, that's the lousiest army camp I've ever seen.
Well, I guess you're right, Vic. Oh, well, look, goodbye. I must telephone the theater where I'm working and find out how everything is going. I hope we have a good audience there tonight.
I hope so, too. You know, the other day, a chap wrote a song about the audiences you get.
About the audiences I get?
Yes.
That's very flattering. What's the name of the song?
Two Sleepy People. I'm colossal.
That's a nice thing to say. Why, my audience is so large, it usually bores me.
Yes, and vice versa.
Is that so? You should hear the terrific applause I get at the finish of my performance.
Go on. The other day, you took 4 curtain calls on hisses alone.
That's not true. My show is a big success. Why, only the other day, a fella came to the booking office and said, "Is Ben Lyon on?" Good. Give me 6 seats together.
He probably wanted to lie down and sleep.
Hey, you're a fine one to talk. Have you ever done anything really big in your life?
I washed an elephant once.
Now, that's not what I mean. I don't care whether you washed an elephant or whether you caught a mouse.
I do.
You do what?
I catch mouses.
You mean mice. So now you're a mouse catcher. Tell me, how do you catch mice, may I ask?
I trap them with cheese.
What kind of cheese do you use?
Oh, any kind. You know, yesterday I had some cheese. Ben was so strong. I mean, really so strong, the mouse had to back into the trap.
Do you expect me to believe that?
I don't care. It's cheesy anyway.
Now, that's the last straw.
Just a minute. I think there's somebody at the door.
Well, go and see who it is.
All right, then.
Well, who is it, Vic?
It's a man. I don't know him. He says best compliments to you, Ben, but when you're finished with his sketch, he wants his suit back.
I like that. And now, gang, before I introduce the next number, I'd like to let you in on a little secret. If you remember, I told you last week that I had a scheme to get even with BB and Vic. Well, I have. Now, as soon as I announce the next number, I'm going home and let the two of them run the rest of the program. They think they're so smart. Let's see what they can do. But before I leave, I feel I must tell you that Sam Brown and Jay Wilbur team together in this next number and give you their interpretation of When the Blackbird Says Bye-Bye.
over.
Why, what is it, girls?
Ben Lyon wasn't fooling.
No, he really did go home.
He went home? Well, are you sure?
Yes. What are we going to do?
I don't know. I say, let's call Bibi and ask her, shall we?
Oh, Bibi, come here, will you?
Thank you. Thank you, girls. Say, listen, where's Ben?
He's gone home.
Oh, did he really go home, Jay?
Yes, he said he's fed up with the way you and Vic have been treating him.
Oh, he's getting so touchy lately. All you have to do is kick his teeth out and he gets all upset.
I should think he would, actually. Well,
say, listen,
what are we going to do?
Here comes Vic. We'll ask him.
Yes.
Oh, Vic?
Here I am. What's all the excitement about here?
Well, Vic, we're in a marvelous fix here. Ben's gone home.
Ben who?
Ben Lyon. You remember him?
Oh, yeah. You mean the soprano?
That's right. Shall we telephone him?
Yes, yes. Goody, goody, goody. Let's telephone. Here's the telephone, Ben.
All right, thanks. Hello? Give me Paddington 58496.
Oh, all right, but he's probably at a club. Say, Miss Daniels, I asked Sam Brown to sing a number called Sally, and he said he would. Why did he sing When the Blackbirds Say Bye-Bye?
He said he wanted you to know how it felt to get the wrong number.
Oh, he did, eh? Here's your number.
Here, Vic, you speak to him.
All right, love. I'd like to talk to Mr. Lyon, please.
Miss Eleni, very, very busy.
I must speak to him. It's very important.
All right, all right. I tell him.
What is it, Leo?
Oh, we were all going to want to go now. If you need a final, we're going to want. You're going to go to go. I'm going to need a thing you to go on.
Okay, I'll talk to him. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Oliver.
Who is this?
Who is this? No way.
Well, put Dopey Ben on. I'm going to speak to him.
Well, this is Ben speaking.
Well, what do you want?
If you call me, what do you want?
Come on back to the broadcast. Stop acting like a principal boy.
Well, at least I'm acting, and that's more than any of you can say. How is that, Leon?
Oh, 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 I'm going to send you home.
Hey, don't get dirty. You're on the air. Now, listen, Oliver. You and Bibi are so clever. Go on and run the program by yourselves. How was that, Leon?
Ripping. Hello.
What?
Oh, 我真的对你不住啊。我应该你不是这么说法的。我说错了啊。应该你不是这么说法。但是呢，我不觉得是这么说啊。
Well, why didn't you say that in the first place?
Say, Vic. Let me speak to Ben.
Okay, you speak to him.
Hello, Dracula. What are you doing?
I'm home without a script.
That's where you should be.
Then why are you calling me?
Because we need a mastoid of ceremonies.
You mean a master of ceremonies. Mastoid's a pain in the ear.
Well, what do you think you are?
That wasn't funny.
You heard them laugh, didn't you?
Well, if you are so funny, you don't need me.
Let me talk to him. Let me talk
to him,
maybe.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Hello, Ben.
Mr. Lani, no one to talk to you.
Don't give me that. Put him on the phone.
Oh, you done it twice, gonna run, see, two twice, gone, come twice, gone to me. So in your old Mandarin, goodbye.
He hung up.
Yeah.
Who cares? I've been a master of ceremonies before. I've talked to crowds of people.
Where, in Hyde Park?
Yeah. I'll show Ben Lyon. Now come on, let's start with your Auntie Bibi's advice column. What do you say, Bibi?
All right. Who's the first letter from, Vic?
I'm sorry, folks. You really haven't time for Aunt Bibi's advice column now. This is where the Green Sisters sing.
Oh, you see, Vic, you've got things all mixed up already. Go ahead and announce the next number.
All right. And now the Green Sisters and Jay, what's Jay's last name?
Wilbur.
Wilbur. Jay Wilbur will play I Double Dare You.
He already played that.
Well, the Green Sisters will sing.
Sing what?
What difference does it make what it says?
We will sing Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones.
Like the one that he got today.
the mud when he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones.
Not yet, baby, no. This is where you introduce Pete Keyhole.
Oh, all right, Pete Keyhole.
That was a very nice introduction.
Well, that's all you're going to get.
Smash it. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your favorite reporter, Pete Keyhole, giving you all the latest inside information about the personalities on the High Gang program. Personality number one. Bibi Daniels has been writing film scenarios lately, and as fast as the producers get them, they are being torn up. So many of these scripts have found their way to the waste paper basket, Bibi is now receiving fan mail from mice. Personality number two, Jay Wilbur, who has rather less than more hair, is a gentleman to his fingerprint. He can't see a woman standing in a bus or tram. He always sits down and closes his eyes. Personality number three, Sam Brown has a girlfriend who won the title of Miss Western Supermare last year. Not that she's so terribly pretty, but she was the only girl large enough across her chest to have Western Supermare written across it. Personality number four. The Green Sisters had an extraordinary experience last night. A man came up and kissed each one of them. They slapped his face, but they were sorry afterwards because the man was chewing tobacco. Personality number five. Ben Lyon, Bibi Daniels, and I went to a dance the other night. When Bibi entered the room, the band played Lovely to Look At. When Vic Oliver entered the room, the band played You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. When Ben Lyon entered the room, the band played Say It Isn't So. Personality number six. Vic Oliver stopped at the hotel the other night. Suddenly he ran downstairs and said to the reception clerk, Hey you, come upstairs quickly. There's an elephant in my bathtub. Don't be silly, the clerk said. Go upstairs, put on your glasses, and apologize to your wife. That's all, folks. Goodbye.
Hello, folks. This is Jay Wilder speaking. Well, as Ben Lyon's not around, I guess it's up to me to introduce the next number. So here's something of a novelty which comes from the creative mind of air craftsmen Sid Collin and Ronnie Aldrich. They call it the AC-2's Lament, or the wail of a general duty man. I'm sure all the lads in the service, including my own son, will understand. So after all, you see, everyone can't be a pilot. But the desire of the AC-2's might well be summed up in the title of this Sid Collin epic, If I Only Had Wings.
If I only had wings, oh, oh, what a difference it would make to things. All day long I'd be in the sky, up on high, talking to the birdies that pass me by. How the fellows would stare to see me roaring past them through the air, never tiring of the thrill it brings. If I only had wings. Ever since the day you're sworn in much too early in the morning. Someone wakes you shivering, yawning, sleepy little head. Back upon the pillow falling, can't you hear a voice a-calling? It's the sergeant gently bawling, stand beside your bed. Rise and shine, ain't it fine? You've got to get up, you've got to get out before you know what it's all about. Hurry and dress, the sergeant's raving over boots and buttons slaving. No hot water left for shaving. Get out on parade. In the kitchen washing dishes, peeling spuds and cleaning fishes. I just keep on making wishes. Wish I had a tray. All day long, I sing this plaintive song. I look through the window and look at the sky. I wish and I wish, oh, I wish I could fly. If I only had wings, oh, what a difference it would make to sing. All day long I'd be in the sky, up on high, talking to the birdies that pass me by. How the fellows would stare to see me roaring past them through the air, never tiring of the thrill it brings. If I only had wings. That when the stories of my deeds were told, you'd see my picture in the paper, and they would proudly say, "It was a good day." If I only had wings, what a little pair of those elusive things, you would never hear me complain again. If I only had wings. If I only had wings.
And now, folks, for the novelty spot of our program, If I Had a Chance.
Say, Vic, Vic, look, there's Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Oh, hello.
You decided to come back, eh?
No, I'm just looking for my hat. I left it here somewhere.
What kind of a hat was it?
Well, it was a gray hat with a black band. Did you see it?
You've got it on your head.
Oh, well, I knew it was here someplace. Well, so long, everybody.
So long, Ben.
By the way, Vic, is there any mail for me?
No.
Well, I got my hat, didn't I?
Yes.
No mail came in for me since I asked for my hat?
No. No hat came in for you since you asked for your mail. Isn't it?
Well, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Ben.
Well, in that case, I'll stay under one condition. That is that B.B. and Vic must behave themselves and realize that I'm boss and do as I say. Now, is that agreeable?
Yes.
Traitor.
Well, do you want me or don't you?
Sure we do, Ben. Hang up your mail and read your hat.
Well, then I guess I'd better get started. Now, look, you two go over and sit in the corner, and I'll call you when I want you.
Okay, Ben.
Come on.
Fine. Now, sit down. And now, folks, this is smiling Ben Lyon taking over the reins for the novelty spot of our program, If I Had the Chance. You may remember in the past few weeks we have introduced to you such personalities as Carol Gibbons, the outstanding pianist, and Michael Redgrave, the great lover of stage and screen. Well, this week we are fortunate in having a combination of both these celebrities. So here he is, folks, that marvelous pianist and idol of all women, Fred Emney. Ah, hello, Fred.
Thanks, gang. Very nice of you to have me.
And we're delighted that you came along, Fred. Not only because you're a great pianist and an outstanding lover, but I hear you're a great critic as well.
That's quite true, yes.
Well, that's splendid. Now, how about telling us what you think of the High Gang program?
I should be only too pleased.
Well, to start with, what do you think of me, Fred? You know, my performance.
Your performance? What was your performance?
Well, I'm the one that makes all the funny remarks.
I must have missed those. I didn't hear any funny remarks.
Oh, then you must have been listening to Vic Oliver.
Somebody call me?
No, but since you're here, Vic, this is Fred Emney.
Fred who?
Emney.
Well, if he's an enemy, what is he doing on the High Gang program?
No, Vic. This is Fred Emney, the actor, and he's giving us his opinion of our program.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. What do you think of my violin playing?
Not very good.
Not very good.
No, it was too loud.
Too loud?
I could hear it.
I could smash this guy.
Oh, quiet, Vic, quiet. He's our guest, and you must treat him with respect.
Oh, respect. Baby, come here. I want you to meet the charming rat.
Here I am.
Oh, Baby, this is Fred Emney.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Empty.
I am not empty.
No, I can see that.
Oh, be still, Baby. Mr. Emney is giving us some valuable criticism about the High Gang show.
Oh, what is the High Gang show?
Now, listen, Baby, you and Vic go and sit in the corner until I call you.
All right, goodbye,
Mr. Emney. Goodbye.
Well, I'm glad that's over. Now, please proceed with your criticism of our show, Mr. Emney.
Well, I like that fellow, Sam Green. He's very good at it. Very good.
No, you mean Sam Brown.
Oh, yes, Sam Brown. He's very funny.
I'm not funny, Mr. Emney. I'm a singer.
Well, he made me laugh. Geraldo's lost his hair. Oh, no. It's Alfred Drayton. I didn't know him for the moment.
No. That's Jay Wilbur.
Oh, does he work here?
Yes,
he's very good, very clever indeed. I don't know what he does, but he'd be very good if he ever got started, I think.
Now, come on, Fred. Let's get on to business. I'm supposed to interview you and find out what your secret ambition is.
My secret ambition?
Yes, what would you really like to do if you had the chance?
Well, I've always wanted to play a classical pianoforte solo entitled The Wind by O.U. Belcher.
Then why haven't you played it before now?
Because every time I get started on this classical work, I've been rudely interrupted.
Well, look, we won't let anyone interrupt you on this program, will we, gang?
No!
Well, you've got a piano.
A piano? Well, what do you think that thing in the corner is, a billiard table?
I don't know. I don't play billiards.
Well, for your information, Fred, it's a piano. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I have great pleasure in presenting Fred Emney with The Wind.
Ladies and gentlemen, I should like to present to your approval a little classical pianoforte solo entitled The Wind. The bass has been written for this work by Mr. Mark Hamburg. I'm not sure who's responsible for the treble.
Oh, Vic Oliver.
Who?
Vic Oliver.
We'll leave that out then.
Come in.
Sorry to trouble you, Governor, but orders is orders.
Well, what's the matter, boys?
Well, we're from the piano company.
Well?
Well, you bought this piano on installments, and we haven't received a payment since last Christmas, so we have instructions to take it back to the shop.
Oh, but now, wait a minute.
No, we're sorry.
All right, Eric, take it away.
Oh, wait a minute.
Ben, take the piano. I can't play The Wind without the piano.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. It must be a great disappointment to you, but cheer up, old boy. Life is full of disappointments.
Have you had many disappointments, Ben?
I'll say I have. Would you like to hear a very sad story about my life, Fred?
I certainly would, yes.
Well, many years ago, I was a very happily married man living in Brighton with my beautiful wife. And one day, to cap our happiness, a baby boy came along.
Oh, how cunning.
Well, don't have to take it that way, you know. We were happy as turtle doves until a strange man came to Brighton and ran away with my wife and little baby boy. And I haven't seen them from that day to this, Fred. That was 20 years ago.
20 years ago? You haven't seen him since?
No.
Tell me, did your little baby have blue eyes?
Yes.
Did your little baby have a mole on his right shoulder?
Yes.
And a birthmark on his left knee?
Yes.
Daddy!
Oh, Fred! Goodbye, Freddy. And gang, this week Jay Wilbur reaches into the clouds and brings us a water symphony, which is rich with old favorites. Cecil Woods has again arranged it for you, and it includes By a Waterfall, By the Waters of Minnetonka, and I Cover the Waterfront. Thank you.
Why the disguise?
Well, Ben just got a cable from Australia saying that a rich uncle just died and left him his entire estate.
Yes, and he said the uncle's solicitors would call on Ben today.
So you're disguising as the solicitors?
Yes. Oh. We're going to get even with him for the trick he just played on us.
Shh. Here comes Ben now. How do you do, Mr. Lyon?
How do you do?
Mr. Lyon, we represent the firm of Mosscocker and Poppycock Limited.
Oh, yes, yes, you cabled me today.
Quite so. We trace lost heirs and lost dogs. Which are you?
Well, I,
Mr. Poppycock means we must be sure of who you are. Can you give us references?
Well, certainly. Call the BBC.
We did, but they've never heard of you.
Well, I broadcast for them every week. I can't understand that.
Neither can they. Tell me, who else can you give us for references?
Well, my club. I'm president of the Welfare's Workers, founded in 1776.
My, you hold your age well. But, of course, that isn't helping us with your identity.
Well, if you're handling my uncle's estate, surely you must know something about my forebears.
Your forebears? Now, where do you keep them? In the zoo?
No, I'm not talking about my forebears.
Then what are you talking about?
My forebears.
This is where we came in.
Please, by forebears, I mean my ancestors.
Really, Mr. Lyon, being a descendant from one bear is bad enough, but from forebears, I demand an apology.
You don't seem to understand. By forebears, I mean my forefathers. You know what forefathers are, don't you?
No, I never had them.
But you did have forefathers. Everybody has forefathers.
Well, if I did have four, only one came home nice.
No, I'm talking about my family history, genealogy, the tales of my ancestors.
Oh, did they have tales?
Certainly not. I'll have you know I spring from a long line of peers.
That's nothing. I had an uncle who jumped off a dock once.
Say, listen, I don't want to appear rude, but have you two ever represented anyone before?
Yes, of course, indeed. Now, let me see. Oh, yes, Lady Gopher, you know her, don't you?
Yes.
She has magnificent jewelry, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, well, remind me to show it to you sometime.
Come, Mr. Poppycock. We must get on with the investigation.
Oh, yes, quite right. Now, did you have a hunkie in Australia by the name of Halbert Gunn?
Yes, is he dead?
Well, if he isn't, he's in a fine mess.
Why?
Because we buried him last month and put 2 tons of marble on his chest.
Oh, poor Uncle Albert.
Now, Mr. Lyon, I will read you a list of what your uncle has left you. One beautiful stucco house.
What do you mean, stucco?
Well, wait till you try to open it.
That doesn't sound very good.
Oh, but it is. It's only 35 minutes from the city.
By bus?
No, by telephone.
Well, what else did he leave me?
Well, he left you that canary bird in the cage over there.
The canary over there?
Yes.
But that canary only has one leg.
What do you want, a singer or a dancer?
Oh, well, what else do I get?
He left you a high boy.
What?
High boy.
Hi, Ben.
He also left you a bookcase and a big secretary.
I have a secretary.
Spindly leg?
How does he know? She wears long skirts.
Look, did he leave me anything else?
Yes, one brewery, one zoo, snakes, 2 guinea pigs and a baby elephant.
Well, is the brewery a going concern?
It's gone now.
Gone?
Yes, you see, it's like this. Your uncle was celebrating his wedding anniversary.
But my uncle wasn't married.
I know, that's why he was celebrating. Tell him the rest, Mr. Poppycock.
Well, you see, your uncle was a very fat man, and he was testing some beer in his brewery, and he thought he'd see how far his skin would stretch. He never knew poor Mr. Gunn.
Oh, dear. What happened?
He was gunned with the wind.
Yes, and there was very little left of the brewery.
But we did get £50 back on your uncle's empties.
£50? That's good.
Yes, of course, that's without deducting our expenses. Now, what did they come to, Miss Mosscocker?
Well, now, let me see. 2 and 2 is 4, 16, 18, divide by 12, take away the beer, and it comes to exactly £50.
Well, that's a funny coincidence.
Yes, we thought so, didn't we, Mr.
Yes. I haven't laughed so much since my aunt caught a fringe in the mangle.
Yes. But, what about the zoo, the snakes, the guinea pigs, and the baby elephant?
Well, you see, when your uncle blew himself and the brewery all up, all the animals in the zoo ran away except the ostriches, you see. And they shook so with fright that they shook all their tail feathers off. We picked the feathers up and sold them for £50, I believe.
£50, good.
That was, of course, without deducting our expenses.
Yes.
Now, what was our cost for valuing the zoo, Miss Moscoggle?
Well, now, let me see. 2 and 2 are 6.5. 30 days have September, April, June, then line for feeding. Take away the brewery and it comes to exactly £50.
Yes.
£50? Mm-hmm. That's a funny coincidence.
Yes, isn't it? I haven't laughed so much since I kissed my grandmother with a lighted cigar in my mouth.
Well, now, tell me, what about the snakes? Are they all right?
We couldn't find the snakes.
Why couldn't you find the snakes?
Because your uncle was the only one who ever saw them. And he always said they had +4s and red blazers on. But he did leave £50 to keep them in snake food.
£50, good.
That, of course, without deducting our expenses for valuing the snakes. Now, what did that come to, Miss Mosscocker?
Well, I can figure that out right away. I'd say just between the two, £8 for paper clips,
yes,
and £10 on Thursday, which,
yes,
comes to exactly...
Not £50.
Right.
Now, listen, you two. I don't like the smell of things around here.
Oh, you're just self-conscious.
So all I have left is 2 guinea pigs and a baby elephant.
Oh, yes. What did we charge Mr. Lyon for valuing the 2 guinea pigs?
Our cost was exactly 2 guineas.
That's right. It works out a guinea a pig.
All right. Here's your 2 guineas. But what about the baby elephant?
He's in that big crate over there.
Oh, that can't be a real baby elephant.
Well, that didn't sound like a canary, did it?
Oh, you're just fooling. That can't be a real elephant. It's just a figment of your imagination. What was that?
Figment goes to town.
Say, he's out of the crate. Look, he's coming over here this way.
Oh, please chase him away. Kill that elephant, for heaven's sake.
Kill an elephant? Have you got ivory tusks that you can make billiard balls out of?
No.
Have you got a skin that you can make handbags from?
No.
Have you got legs that you can make an umbrella stand from?
No.
Well, I'll leave it to you, Mr. Poppycock. What's your decision?
My decision? Keep the elephant and shoot Ben Lyon.
Well, gang, before those two give me the works, I'd better say goodbye. So be sure and keep up the payments on your wireless sets, and don't forget to listen in next week, same time, same station. So until then, this is...
Baby Daniels.
Vic Oliver.
Jane Wilbur.
The Baby Elephant and Ben Lyon, that's me, folks, wishing you and yours the best of everything. So until next week, tickety-boo, and so long, gang.